Now, here she's telling us that Christ is going to purify the Adventist church. That's his church here at the end of the world. Just as he did when he was on earth the first time at the beginning and the close. She's saying, evidently, there's going to be two purifications. Seventh-day Adventist Bible commentary gets more specific about this. It says, when Jesus began his public ministry, he cleansed the temple from its sacrilegious profanation. Among the last acts of his ministry was the second cleansing of the temple. So, in the last work for the warning of the world, two distinct calls are made to the churches. And then she quotes the second angel's message and the fourth angel's message. Brothers and sisters, just as Christ, when he was here the first time, cleansed his temple twice, Adventism will go through a cleansing twice. And it's identified for us at what point in history these cleansings take place. The first cleansing took place when the second angel's message was sounding in the 1844 time period. When that message reached its climax at the Great Disappointment on October 22nd, 1844, there was a cleansing that took place in God's church. Now, what do I mean by a cleansing, a purification? Well, when Christ cleansed the church the two times when he was on earth, what happened in the temple when he cleansed the temple? Well, the greatest majority of the people in the temple fled for fear. In fact, the only people that stayed both times were the children, the humble, and the sick and infirmed. The arrogant, the Pharisees, those people wrapped up in worldliness and the seeking of money, they all left. And you'll find that in the pioneer movement, when the second angel's message, as Sister White so clearly ties in with these two temple cleansings of Christ's days, when the second angel's message came to a climax at the Great Disappointment in 1844, October 22nd, we're told that the Millerite movement went from 50,000 people down to 50 overnight. That's a 1,000-to-1 ratio. But what is more significant is the fact that we're told that there'll be another cleansing, just as Christ cleansed the temple at the end of his ministry. And this second cleansing of Adventism takes place at the Sunday Law, when the greatest majority of Adventists will go out from among us. Now, brothers and sisters, the reason this relates to our study so clearly and definitely is it's at that time period when those that remain faithful to Christ during the